Is Jesus Christ really the Lord? Ask the blasphemer. They'll tell you. Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And I just want to say thank you, first of all, to those of you who have been writing in. It's been such an encouragement to hear from you. Those letters are so very important to us. Now, I said at the beginning, is Jesus Christ really the Lord? Ask the blasphemer. You might say, that's an odd thing to say, Mr. McKee. That's very odd. Well, look, the Bible says this. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And have you ever noticed that when men get angry, mad, or shocked, what name out of all the people who have ever lived do they blaspheme? Do you ever hear people saying, when they hit their finger with a hammer, oh, Buddha, or oh, Confucius, or oh, Muhammad? I've never heard it. There's a person who professes to believe in evolution say, oh, Darwin! No. Do you know why? Because blasphemy is against the name of the Lord thy God. Now, the Bible says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Now think of it. After 2,000 years since he walked on this earth, there's still only one name that mankind blasphemes. And that name is the name of the person who healed the sick and raised the dead and went on to die on the cross for our sins. Why of all people would man curse the only name that can save a soul? Does man get angry and say, oh, Hitler! Why not? What a name, Hitler. Hitler did a heinous crime against God and mankind, while on the other hand, Jesus lived a sinless life and was sacrificed on the cross for our sins. Ah, but listen to what the word says. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And you know something, every time I hear somebody cursing, do you know what it makes me think? When I hear them taking the Lord's name in vain, it just makes me realize one more time, the Bible is true. Well, why am I saying that? Well, you see, the Bible says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And whose name do they take? They take the name of the Lord our God in vain, Jesus. See, man is a rebel by nature. All of us are rebels by nature. We don't like the Lord telling us to do anything. And so he said, thou shalt not. We say, we will. And we take his name in vain. Whose name? The name of Jesus. But it only goes to prove that Jesus is the Lord. And it goes to prove that the Bible is right. Let me tell you, if you want to be saved and have eternal life, come to Jesus. The Bible guarantees you that he will save you. He's died on the cross, and he'll save you to the uttermost if you'll come to him. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395. Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.